I like fruit. Calm down, you lot. Introduce now with what's happening in the world of heavy metal. Fast forward bag. Filthy animal baby. Take it away, filthy.
Well, Center Ain't Womb Pollution from ADBC. Quite a change in style after their last effort. Jonestown ain't a bad place to be. A few years back, we saw this band's career take an upward turn after only a few grueling hours on the road, when they threatened every United Nations country with physical violence. This single is outselling their last 2-1, which sat at the number one position in America for 3.5 years. Since taking over the world's economy, the band have been striving to be taken seriously, and this new song on the theme of amateur gynecology may bring back a hint of credibility to these deserving dictators. Christ Wore Denim from Studded Anvil, combining Judeo-Christianic lyricism with a sound resembling a wall of solid flies a mile thick. This will be Studded Anvil's biggest hit ever. A few eminent biblical researchers I met backstage at their last gig told me that a new archaeological find last week may prove that the theory that Christ's robe was denim is well founded. Hollywood, of course, have latched onto the fever surrounding this single and are hurriedly revamping the epic The Robe, starring old Charlton Heston and a cast of thousands all wearing designer jeans.
My brain is singing.
Bass Bin Coma from Mute Lioness, a burning track that exemplifies heavy metal's progress to a stage that we in the biz term terminal rock, where a great number of the audience are killed when the band strike their first note. The remaining survivors usually put down or hospitalized. A shattering riff, punctuated with oscilloscope, intravenous drip, and iron lung machine add to the magic of this blasting sound. Bass Bin Coma reminds you of last night, or several months ago, or forever. It's really quite hopeless. Hopeless.
Oh, mama, she's liable to rest. Flyblown.
Flyblown by the Sperm and Vermin. Sperm and Vermin have excelled themselves yet again. These guys are the true heroes of the genitalia genre. A meaty, squishy production by Nathan Fieldmouse Chasen. Though on a good listen without smashing your head into a wall or clubbing yourself over there with a baseball bat, you can hear a deceptive reverse vocal harmony of apology to the band's mothers underlying the themes of sexual depravity on this single. A warning, this single is not for the squeamish or the tender-hearted. Honestly, it's not for anyone. It's not available. Me Baby's Got Rabies from St. Teresa's Ladies Convent. A great single for sure, but a lot of fans are not at all happy with the women's outfit playing heavy metal music. It must be said that a proportionate number of heavy metal fans are closet intellectuals, and they are finding no comfort in modern philosophy, which still concerns itself with the existence of God, who hasn't had a hit in ages. The fans feel that a more contemporary argument, for example, that an A7 chord is either a male or female dominated tonality, would serve society's interests better in these troubled times than wanking on about an omnipotent being that only visits the earth every 2,000 years or so.
Going down Swanson Street, you need your car, you got public transport. I said the tram of death, the tram of death.
Tram of Death from Granite Umpire, this week's number one and deservingly so. A grand scam on the greatest level. This band, they give new meaning to the word derivative. A shameless rip-off? Truly these people are the true heroes of this criminal society. A very visual act, incorporating napalm and chemical warfare techniques on their audiences, their film clip has just won the Escargot Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival. And after seeing the sneak preview at the premiere of Victoria's Office, my opinion is this clip makes Mad Max 2 and Apocalypse Now look like outtakes from Freebie and the Bean.